just fantastic. Only the rabbis could deal with it this way. The rabbis say that when Shmuel died, so he came to heaven. And, you know, the angel let him in past the gate. He's walking into the Beis Medrash in heaven, and he sees that Levi is sitting on a chair outside the door. So he said to him, "What are you doing outside? Why don't you go inside?" He said, "They don't let me in. I can only sit outside. I can listen from the outside, but they don't let me in." So he said, "Why?" So he said, "Because," he said, "I had a habit," he said, "that when I used to go to shul and the rabbi would get up to teach, you know, so I would walk out because it wasn't for me, right? I knew more than the rabbi. You know, and I would walk out in the other room. I would learn. So when I came to heaven," so they said, "you know, the way it is downstairs, that's the way it's up to, you know, you stay outside, you know, outside is outside." So the Gemara says that, the Medrash says that Shmuel was mispalel, that when they let him in, they should leave Levi in also. So again, you have from the vignettes, from the stories that the Talmud tells us, and the Talmud always picks to tell stories about great people, not about small people. Even the failings of great people. So from that you see who Reb Levi Bereb Sisis was. So these three, Rav, Shmuel, and Levi, were the ones that laid the foundation for the Jewish people in Bavel. The foundations of the Babylonian Talmud as we know it are from their yeshivas, from their conversations, and their names are repeated many, many times in the Talmud. And they had their students were the second generation of Amoraim that continued in the development of the Talmud. The other two people who are associated with Rabbi Yudah Anossi, his two disciples, are those that continue the Jewish community in Eretz Yisrael. And they are also two of the fascinating people of the time and of the Talmud. One is Rabbi Yochanan and his brother, brother-in-law, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, who is commonly called Reish Lakish in the Talmud. Rabbi Yochanan, the Talmud tells us, was one of the handsomest human beings in the world. Even though the Talmud also tells us that for one reason or another he did not have a beard, which the Talmud reckons to be a defect in his handsomeness. Not in his piety, but in his handsomeness. Rabbi Yochanan lived a terribly tragic life. The Talmud tells us that he had 10 sons, all of whom predeceased him. And the Talmud tells us that Rabbi Yochanan would use himself as the example to comfort others who were bereaved. And Rabbi Yochanan's entire program in life was to help others. Be kind and considerate and help others. And the Rabbi Yochanan, it comes down to us as the editor of the Jerusalem Talmud. The main editor. Now it was edited after Rabbi Yochanan as well, but he was the main editor. And Rabbi Yochanan in his lifetime kept the yeshivas in Israel strong. After the death of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, we have almost the complete demise of the yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael. Then it becomes almost all Bavel. But as long as Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish were still alive, Eretz Yisrael still played a prominent role, and people traveled back and forth. As I mentioned before, people, Amoraim are mentioned in the Talmud, Ravami, Ravasi, Dimi, Ulo, there are people who traveled back and forth and always said over in the name that Rabbi Yochanan said this and Rabbi Yochanan said that. They brought Rabbi Yochanan's Torah to Bavel.